Guam is an unincorporated territory of the United States occupied for the past 450 years by Spain, the U.S., or during the Second World War, by Japan. The Organic Act of 1950 recognized its indigenous inhabitants, and independence advocates argued that they and only they are entitled to decide the island's political future. After decades of indecision, Governor Eddie Calvo pushed an advisory plebiscite last year that would give Chamorros three choices: independence, statehood, or free association with the United States. Any change would have to be approved by the U.S. Congress. A retired U.S. airman and longtime resident named Arnold Dave Davis sued in federal court for the right to participate in the vote. Last week, Guam's chief judge, Francis Tidinko Gatewood, ruled the U.S. Constitution does not permit for the government to exclude otherwise qualified voters because they do not have the correct ancestry or bloodline. Governor Calvo said he was deeply disappointed and plans to appeal. Senator Therese Terlaje said, "This isn't supposed to be treated like any other vote in the United States," she told the Guam Daily Post. "This is an international right, a right above all other rights for a people to determine their future." The population of Guam is about 160,000. Chamorros are the largest single group, about 37%. There are also 6,000 U.S. military personnel on big air and naval bases. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.